there's halacha of chatzitza, of a separation, certain things, like going to the mikvah, perhaps in Tila Shadayim, other halachas, that you have to have no interruption, no separation between your body and the water or whatever it might be. So there's halacha as well. Let's say a person has something on the body and they want to be tovel, so there's halacha of ruvu umakbid. If it's on the majority of your body and you're makbid about it, you're concerned about it, so that's a chatzitza daraisa. If it's ruvu ve'eno makbid, if it's the majority of your body but you're not makbid, so that's only a din drabanan. So in our Torah, ruvu umakbid is a chatzitza, midrabanan, ruvu ve'eno makbid is only a drabanan. And perhaps Savak Drambad and Lakua. So someone had the following Shaila. They asked one of the Roshi Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He was actually a young boy. And says, you know what? Let's say it's Rubo Ba'eno Makbid, but mommy is makbid, but my mother is makbid. I don't care if my hands are so clean, but my mother does. So, if I'm rubo le'ino makbid, but my mother is rubo le'makbid, my mother wants me to do it, how does halacha view it? Does it view rubo le'makbid or rubo le'ino makbid? So, I don't know if he told the boy this, but he said, it's a machlokes Rav Chaim Brisker and Rav Ochanan Wasserman. Because Rav Chaim Brisker had a famous kasha. He said, the halacha is rubo v'makbid daraisa, rubo v'eino makbid drabanan. So he said, so now that the Chachamim said, rubo v'eino makbid is drabanan, so midrabanan is makbid, so therefore that makes me a makbid. That makes it rubo makbid, and therefore it should be a deraisa. It should be no longer rubo veino makbid anymore. Rubo veino makbid is drabanan. Is telling me I'm makbid. It should be rubo makbid deraisa. So that was the chayit kasha. What the chacham say? It's makbid, so I have to be makbid, and therefore it should be a deraisa. So Rav Chaim has many shtickle. He deals with how to answer the Shaila, because halacha is we don't assume that way. So Rav Ochanan Wasserman, he didn't understand the kasha at all. He said, what do you mean, rubo v'makbid? Runo v'makbid means it's rubo and I'm makbid. So rubo v'eino makbid, I'm not makbid. Rubo v'makbid, that's the chachamim. That means, so therefore, perhaps this issue of the, with the child, so if you go like Rav Chaim, so you have a mitzvah of kivud aveim. So if I have to do kivud aveim, that makes me rubo umakbid. But if Rav Ochanan says no, rubo umakbid is I have to be makbid. If I'm not makbid because someone else is making me makbid, that doesn't turn it into that could be the nakuda. However, perhaps someone claims even in this case. Maybe even Rav Ochanan would agree that rubo ve'eino makbid, but your mother's makbid is considered rubo makbid. By the way, the Chachamim tell you something, in other words, so there's a halacha, why do we do kivud aveim? So someone is saying, like the Rashba, others, you do it because kach siva Hashem. That I don't really want to do it, but I have to do it, like I have to shake a lulav. Others say they focus, no, on the Edom Mechavero aspect. No, you have to feel like you want to do it. You saw Salanta, saw someone giving tzedakah and saying, I'm giving you the tzedakah, it's a mitzvah. He said, it's terrible. He said, don't turn the ani into a chefza shel mitzvah. Don't turn him into the nanuim. That's not the right way of doing Edom Mechavero. So if kiva ve'eim is, I'm doing it because I have to do it, so then, yeah. Then the Torah is telling me I'm makbid, but I'm not. But if kivud aveim means, no, I have to want to do, once the Torah says kivud aveim, so I want to do the kivud aveim. So if I want to do the kivud aveim, so therefore, I'm the one who's makbid. So perhaps you could argue maybe Rav Chanan makes a distinction when the Chacham tell you. I guess because when the mitzvah to listen to Chachamim is because to the Chacham and not because necessarily you want to do it. But you think about Kivud Avayim, perhaps it's Ben Adam Mechavero. You're not listening to the Chacham because it's Ben Adam Mechavero. You're listening to them because of the Sester. So therefore, maybe you can make a distinction between Kivud Avayim when your parents tell you to do something, it's considered makbid. It's going to do like you want to do it. But when the Chachamim tell you, and perhaps that's how someone answered the famous Kasha, what they talk about is the Gemara has a Havami, and if your parents tell you to Machal Shabbos, then you Machal Shabbos. The answer is you don't, obviously. So the question is, what do you mean? What's the problem? If I'm only being Machal Shabbos, I don't want to be. But I'm only doing it because my parents said that's your Malacha Shein Etzricha Wagufa. And therefore, it should inachayev and inachayev is minat Torah. At least mitra banan is mitter. So, but it's masher from the Gemara that's in the Doraisa. We don't consider malacha as shein tzvicha gufa. So perhaps that's the teretz that, because keep it. Once your parents tell you to barbecue the steak, so then you want to do it because you want to do it for your parents, and therefore that's considered a malacha tzricha gufa, not a malacha she'ena tzricha gufa. That's like we said, by perhaps even Rav Chanan agrees by the case where the mother is makbid, but maybe that's kivra ve'eim. You have to make it like you want to do it. So that's how we consider it rubo of your makbid, and as well as it's a malacha tzricha gufa, and it's chol Shabbos daraisa. Hence, one is not permitted to do it.